This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris down in Florida taking care of business, doing his thing. Joining us right now, our guy, Todd Coppolis. What's going on, Todd?
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. Hey, we've been seeing this question formed all over the national media. So I want to ask you this. And we know right now what the records are in the National Football League. We know. Okay?
The
records.
Like all-time records?
No. We know what the current team records are right now.
Of course.
Kansas City Chiefs 5-0. The Houston Texans 5-1. Baltimore Ravens sitting at 4-2. There are many believe, despite the records, that right now the Baltimore Ravens are the best team in the National Football League. What would you say to that?
I would say I agree because it's a week-to-week league. And, the Ravens started slow. They certainly weren't the best team weeks one and two. But look how they're playing now. I mean, their offense is rolling. If there's a critique on the Ravens, it's the pass defense and the secondary. But the Chiefs are putting up big points on offense. And Houston, I like. Houston's going to be a tough. I think Houston's a team that could be a formidable in the playoffs. And they could make a run this year. But I do think right as going through week seven, I think the Ravens are the best team. But of course, that changes week to week.
Yeah, the thing with Houston for me is I think they definitely need to have Nico Collins because I think he's the guy that makes that offense go. With all due respect to C.J. Stroud, it just sets everything up perfectly for him. Something we were talking about, just speaking of trades, we don't know what the Ravens are going to do, but Devontae Adams to the Jets, Amari Cooper to Buffalo, even some smaller trades going on. Do you expect them to be involved in the trade market? Because we haven't really heard much about, people think their needs are cornerback, safety, something of that ilk. What are your thoughts, Todd?
I think if offensive linemen can surface, they might make a big splash, or maybe a safety. But they're not going to give up any draft picks. And I think this roster is pretty solid. I think some of the issues on pass defense are sort of scheme. Last week Washington had a 4th-and-12. In the fourth quarter, the Ravens make a stop there. The game ends, and they blitz everybody, even the safeties. They left Nate Wiggins out there on an island. He got pass interference, extended the drive. Maybe they should have put a nickel or dime package in there. I'm not going to question Zach Gore's proud defensive coordinator, but I think there are some schematic issues the Ravens need to tighten up. John Harbaugh said it Monday. The chunk plays in the middle of the field. They think they can stop those types of plays if they play a different type of defense. So I don't see the Ravens making a big splash because I don't know where that player would come in or who's available. But their offense is humming. I don't think they need another playmaker on offense.
Yeah, but Todd Coppolis from BaltimoreSports.com. Todd, Yannick Ngakoue joined the 53-man roster. How does this impact the game day roster? Who's going to be short and who's going to be the odd man out?
Well, I think you got Rasheen Ali. You got a couple of rookies there, that could probably sit out. The Ravens pass rush are pretty good. They're 4th in the NFL. Ngakoue is a guy who, didn't have a good first trip around here because they couldn't adjust to Don Martindale's defense. He expects linebackers to be multidimensional stopping the run. And I think Zach Gorse, putting the Ngakoue in the field, just hey, get to the quarterback, and he survives. And he's a Maryland guy, and he grew up a Ravens fan. It'll be minor guys. Some of the rookies will be guys that are inactive. They're not going to see any big splashes there.
Hey, interesting enough, Monday night facing Tampa Bay, watching what Tampa Bay did this weekend. as they went off against the Saints. A lot of teams have done that thus far. Familiarity with Baker Mayfield, but what do you think of this matchup? Because I guess if you saw the points they scored and how they played, you'd be kind of worried looking at this secondary and how things go, but I still think the Ravens are just going to continue to stack W's.
I think so, but they may have to get into a shootout in this game. Baker's throwing the ball really well. You know, they're scoring a lot of points, and they're at home. You know, I don't know what the fan situation is going to be down there with the hurricane. You know, they said the stadium's in pretty good shape. You know, but Chris Godwin's a guy the Ravens are going to have trouble matching up with. Sean Parker's another guy who can catch the ball. So, yeah, this might be a shootout game. I think the Ravens, you know, they know Baker Mayfield pretty well from his time in Cleveland, and so they know his tendencies. But he's gotten new life down there in Tampa Bay. Like, most players who leave Cleveland, you know, seem to find. But, yeah, this is a good matchup.
So, Todd, as we move forward, what are your expectations the rest of the year for Derrick Henry? Because he's on pace to have a monster season.
Yeah, you know, I thought they were going to be more conservative with his carries. But, you know, like, I wrote a story today, you know, he's the closer. You know, he's having these big runs in the fourth quarter that not only seal the game, they're demoralizing the teams. So, yeah, I know. I think, you know, Keaton Mitchell's a guy who might be back in the next 2 or 3 weeks, take some of the pressure off him. Because you want Derrick Henry fresh for the postseason. You want him rolling into the playoffs. Because that's why, you know, I said this, you know, this past week, if the Ravens had acquired Derrick Henry at last year's trade deadline, they might be the defending Super Bowl champions. So the key is to keep him healthy and keep him fresh for a postseason run. And I think, you know, Keaton Mitchell's been out of practice. I think he'll be ready to go, you know, second half of the season. So that's going to help. My expectation with Derrick Henry is he's going to keep rolling in this offense, because even though teams know what the Ravens are doing and they sack in the box, he's still running over them because that's the type of talent he has. You know, talent always trumps scheme every time.
Now, Todd, you are a busy man, not just for BaltimoreSports.com, but what, within an hour, you just released an article on PressBoxOnline.com talking about the Orioles and how they enter the offseason with a solid foundation for next year's roster. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the pitching's okay. You know, I guess, you know, Brash might be a guy who, you know, who won't be ready at the start of the season because he had, you know, Tommy John in June. But I think they have a solid core of young players now. They had a big shakeup in the front office, in the front office this week, you know, firing a couple coaches. So they need to face them with talent. But yeah, I think as this Oriole team, I think they're gonna have new focus next year. And they're sort of like the Ravens now. You know, they're sort of gonna be judged on their postseason success. You know, that's the price of success. You know, you start to be judged different ways. And I think the Orioles have a solid core lineup, and they have pretty good pitching depth. You know, they'll get the closer back next year. So I think they'll contend. But they got to do some soul searching this offseason after that playoff performance.
No doubt about that. Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, also PressBoxOnline.com. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.